Guys, you ever have one of those weekends that make you rethink the way you're living your life? And you're like, some shit has got to change. I had one of those last 4th of July. Let me share it with you. My friends came in. Some friends from Oklahoma came in on a Thursday night, right? We went out. We tried to relive our college days. Things got out of hand. I woke up Friday morning wrapped in dirty towels on my bathroom floor, underneath my toilet, looking up at it, at dirty pubes and pee everywhere. I'm like, oh my God, this is horrible. We go out Friday night, you know, things get out of hand again. I wake up Saturday wrapped in more dirty towels underneath the same toilet. There's more pee, there's mere pubes. I'm like, that's it, guys. I can't do this anymore. This is disgusting. I'm not going out. I can't go out. And they're like, dude, you have to go out. You have to. It's 4th of July weekend. We're in two wars right now. You better nut up and do it for the troops. You better do it. And they were right. They're right. You gotta nut up and do it for the troops. So we went out. So I wake up Sunday morning. Now I'm actually resting my head on the toilet in the dried pee, looking down inside at a whole new realm of pubes I didn't even know was there. I'm like, good God, Brandon, what is wrong with you? You're too old to be living like this. So I got off my knees and I made myself a promise right then and there. I said, from this moment forward, I'm going to start cleaning my toilet before I get fucked up. My God, that is disgusting. Maybe work on my aim a little bit, try to figure out why these pubes are falling out. Is that something I should be worried about? Are these even all my pubes? Has my woman betrayed me? There's so many questions. So many questions. Okay. A little too much information, but it's fun. It's about to embarrass yourself.